From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the buzz from Washington buzzed this week by a small airplane. NPR's Juan Williams will be here. First, national news that is local in many places across the country, military base closings. The Pentagon says it may not really need perhaps 10% of the military bases in the U.S. and its territories. That's good because it means the defense budget can save $48 billion over the next 20 years with a series of base closings announced today. But it's bad for anxious towns and communities around these bases. They worry about lost jobs and income. At the Pentagon today, defense official Michael Wynn gave details.
We are recommending the closure of 33 of the 318 major military installations in the United States and the realigning of 29 more. We are also recommending the closure or realignment of another 775 smaller military locations.
Here with us now to talk about these closings is Mark Sappenfield. He's a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He covers military affairs. He's in Oakland, California today. Mark, anything generally to say about these closures? Are they concentrated in any geographical pattern?
I think if you were going to go down the list and say which areas were hurt the most and which areas gained the most, it looks pretty clear that the area that seemed to have been hit the hardest was the Northeast. The area that seemed to gain the most was the Southeast. If you look at the potential gains that are coming, obviously this is really new information at this point. It was just released to members of Congress just hours ago. Some of the lists I've seen show states getting a net gain of jobs in excess of 6,000 jobs. So, for example, if you look at Georgia, it had a major installation closed in Fort Gillen and Fort McPherson, but it also it's looking perhaps to get major gains in other areas like Fort Benning, and I think, according to what I'm seeing, is it could get as many as 6,000 jobs in.
How much is politics a factor in selecting these bases, and how much of it is it the Pentagon saying, well, we'd like to have them here?
I think the list that you see today reflects about 0% politics. This is the Pentagon's will. This is what they want. This is what they feel they need to help in their process, their ongoing process of reshaping the military from a kind of large, cumbersome Cold War force into something that's more rapid response and can deploy quickly. The politics, if it does come in, is going to come in at this point when it's the BRAC Commission, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission, is going to consider what the Pentagon has proposed, and then after a couple months, it's going to propose its own list. And I think the different areas, the different regions, and the different congressmen and women from those areas have a chance to lobby that group. They will go to all the bases that are scheduled for closing and see what they think. So that's if there's going to be any politics, that's where it's going to come in.
This is the first base closings announcement really in a decade. This realignment commission that you mentioned did look at how things went 10 years ago and said actually the impact on many of these communities was not nearly as bad as a lot of them had imagined.
I've seen statistics from the Government Accountability Office that suggest that over the entire previous four closings, those areas that have been closed have recouped about 85% of the jobs they lost. Now, I think probably that skews a little bit more towards areas where you have growth, where the closures were in places where that they're near cities or places that are growing and can replace those jobs more easily. But that figure is still significant. It shows that with planning and an attempt to look forward, you can actually make good out of the situation.
Mark Sappenfield of the Christian Science Monitor. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.